This Week in America with Rick Bratton. Issues that matter to you. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Smithsonian Channel reveals the hidden secrets and illicit stories of history's royal figures in private lives of the monarchs. A new series full of surprising secrets about the iconic rulers from our history books. From the infamous Henry VIII to the Mad King George up to Queen Victoria's long-lasting reign. Private Lives of the Monarchs, hosted by Tracy Borman, and she's with us on today's This Week in America. In carefully arranged poses, the kings and queens of history still look down upon us and are powerful symbols of bygone ages. But what lay behind the pomp and ceremony, the crowns and the courts? You'll see the fetishes and foibles that reveal the true human beings behind the pageantry. What you can expect from the series next on This Week in America.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Smithsonian Channel takes us into the bedchambers, back rooms, private spaces of some of the most influential monarchs in British and French history, revealing the hidden secrets and illicit stories of history's royal figures in the five-part series Private Lives of the Monarchs, the nitty-gritty, down-and-dirty, outright strange about the most iconic rulers of our history books. Hosted by Tracy Borman, Joint Chief Curator of the Royal Palace, a best-selling author, historian specializing in the Tudor period, rising to fame with her bestseller Elizabeth's Women, other books The Private Lives of the Tudors and Henry VIII and the Men Who Made Him. Her debut novel, The King's Witch, published last year. Her second novel, The Devil's Slave, will be out this June. A regular TV broadcaster, she's presented three series inspired by her research into the private lives of historical figures, and now host of Private Lives of the Monarchs, premiering on Smithsonian Channel, and Tracy Borman with us on This Week in America. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. It's lovely to be with you.
I'm looking forward to this series. This really is a different look, isn't it, at some of history's most famous royal figures not found in the history books. You really give us a unique look at these personalities.
Absolutely. It's these famous monarchs as really, you've never seen them before, because monarchs throughout history have been very good at what we might call PR. They're very good at presenting their public image and hiding their nastier habits from the world. What this series does is to lift the lid on those habits and more besides. And so to show the monarchs as humans, because they were just humans after all, if that's not just stating the obvious. But we do tend to forget that. We see them as semi-godlike figures. But there's none of that in this series. We take viewers behind closed doors to discover the real people behind the image.
Yeah, lifting the lid, you actually blow the lid off on some of these. This is just fascinating. And if there ever was a monarch whose image was fixed in public imagination, it was Queen Victoria. You start with her. Give us a little bit of what we're going to see in the premiere episode.
So Queen Victoria, if you think of that name, it tends to be in relation to the British Empire. She's obviously head of the British Empire. She's very prim and proper, behaves, you know, impeccably in public, and sets the moral standard for the Victorian age. But goodness me, how different in private. When in private, Victoria's secret habit was a cocaine habit. And she took her cocaine in the form of chewing gum. This is how they took it in those days. It was a habit shared by many of the richer members of society. And Victoria was first among them. So it's rather shocking. It certainly shocked me to discover this. But it wasn't covered up in so much as you might expect. It was just a recreational drug. It was freely available, but essentially it was expensive, so it's something of a status symbol. If you could afford cocaine chewing gum, then you'd made it in life, and Victoria certainly could afford a ready supply.
Well, you take a look at the men in her life too, and this is fascinating, including this interesting relationship with her son Edward.
Oh, fascinating relationship with her son Edward, who was really a bit of a royal rebel. So Edward was the eldest son of Victoria, and so therefore the heir to her throne. But his habits were also rather naughty, not so much with drug abuse, but with mistresses. Edward did like the ladies, and he spent an awful lot of time in the brothels of Paris.
We're talking about Smithsonian Channel Presents The Private Lives of the Monarchs. Tracy Borman is the host, the Joint Chief Curator of the Historical Royal Palaces. You'll also go in depth one of the episodes on Henry VIII, and he's probably England's most famous monarch, a famous subject of yours. Talk about Henry VIII and some of the things. This guy was a complex individual, wasn't he?
Very complex. When you say Henry VIII, you tend to think of a sort of tyrant who dispatched wives and ministers on a whim. In fact, the real man was very different to that. He was a lot more vulnerable. In private, one visitor who to his privy chamber described Henry VIII as being the most timid man you could hope to meet. Well, goodness me, that's not a description we often hear. Why was he timid? He was a hypochondriac. He was absolutely paranoid about sickness. He had his own medicine cabinet containing various potions that he himself had made up. He was paranoid about getting ill or those he loved getting ill. He was also afraid of assassination. He was paranoid about potential traitors in the court, and he had some of the most embarrassing health complaints of all the monarchs that we looked at in this series. So it was an altogether different Henry who I was able to uncover in this episode. And I was delighted to do so because I am actually first and foremost a Tudor historian. My new book is about Henry VIII and the men who surrounded him. And so to really get under his skin in this way was a journey of discovery for me.
You also do, and this guy's fascinating, King Louis the 14th, you did a little traveling to go behind the scenes. Here's a guy we tend to forget. He reigned for, 72 years?
Yeah. He was the one, still is one of the longest reigning monarchs in the world, and known as the Sun King. He is a, you know, glorious figure, and yet, scratch beneath the surface once more, and it's a different picture. And with Louis, it's not a particularly pleasant-smelling picture, should we say, because Louis,
yes,
in the whole course of his very long life, only took a bath three times. Three baths in his whole life. That was very, very typical of the rest of his court. So the place must have stunk to high heaven.
Wow.
His place, of course, was Versailles, one of the most magnificent palaces in the world. And as well as being filled with malodorous people, Versailles had thousands of rooms. Not one of those was a toilet. No toilets in Versailles. Louis liked to keep lots of dogs. You can imagine. It must have been a st- stinking cesspit of a palace. Little wonder that they spent the equivalent of millions of pounds every year on expensive perfumes just to try and cover it up. I can't imagine they were very effective.
No, and as I said in the beginning, this is not something you remember from World History 101. This is a different look at the monarchs that we're talking about. And when you think back with Louis's reign, when he was like 4 years old when he assumed that?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he was just a baby, really. He was a tiny, just a very young child. And suddenly he had the weight of kingship on his shoulders. And, of course, that's why he becomes one of the longest reigning, because he started so young. And what that did to his psyche, you know, when you are born to rule, when it's all you've known, people, you know, bowing to you from a very young age, there's no wonder he becomes a little bit arrogant. He becomes a man who likes the finer things in life. He had a collection of over 1,000 wigs because he was very conscious of his baldness. He also had 400 beds, just his beds, 400 beds to choose from. Which bed should I sleep in tonight? It must have been a constant dilemma for him. I mean, really, the riches are beyond the imagination when it comes to Louis.
When you think he went from daycare right to the palace, I mean, an interesting story, and you'll see it unfold on Smithsonian Channel presenting The Private Lives of the Monarchs, Mondays, 8 Eastern Pacific, hosted by Tracy Borman. One episode with George III and the Prince Regent. This is interesting, this dynamic between father and son.
Isn't it? They were, you know, great contrast. You have the very proper, upstanding father, very moral, faithful to his wife, had many children by her, and then you have the disreputable son who absolutely indulges his every whim, from women to food to wine to gambling, and little wonder that father and son came to lock horns. They grew to absolutely hate each other.
You'll find all of this, Private Lives of the Monarchs, on Smithsonian Channel, Monday, 8 Eastern Pacific. Tracy Borman, the best-selling author, guest on our program today. You have a student of history. You've taught history. You have a PhD.
Yes.
As you're going through all of these stories, were you even amazed at what you found about some of these people?
Oh, I am constantly amazed, because I studied these monarchs for many years. And most of what I've learned has related to their public image, their public actions, the great events of their reign, not so much what happened behind closed doors. And I found out a whole series of things. And actually, the episodes that I enjoyed filming most related to those monarchs who I haven't studied so much. So George III, for example, or Queen Victoria. It's mainly the Tudors that I've looked at. But it gave me a whole other appetite for different periods of history as a result of filming this. And I really hope that it excites viewers as much as it did me.
Well, it's going to do that. And again, Private Lives of the Monarchs on the Smithsonian Channel, Mondays, 8 Eastern Pacific. Tracy Borman, a couple more minutes left with Tracy on the program. When you go back and you find out all of this and you realize, of course, I think you did anyway, know that these people were flawed from your research, but the average person watching and realizing, as you said, they're just like us, they're flawed people. What does that do to public perception? Does that change dramatically, or we just realize, okay, they were flawed, but they still have their prominent place in history?
I think it's the latter, and I think it actually gives you a new sympathy and a new understanding for people. So when you look at Henry VIII, he's seen as a tyrant, a monster, dispatching his wives without a thought. But when you look at what he's suffering in private, with bouts of depression, with an incredibly painful ulcerated leg for about a decade, with his weight gain, it gives you a whole other insight into why he is behaving the way he is in public. And I did end up feeling a lot more sympathy for these figures, and actually it makes them more relatable. So perhaps, I think, you know, there is a certain extent to which we need monarchs to be untouchable. We need to believe in the myth. But actually, when they're behaving badly in public, when you look at what they're going through in private, you definitely get them a lot more. You get a new understanding, a new sympathy for them.
Did they ever get plumbing in the palace in Versailles? I'm concerned about that, where they had no restrooms there. Have they ever taken care of that?
I'm very, very pleased to tell you they did, because we filmed there And, you know, I didn't have to walk 3 miles to find the nearest toilet. So it was all good by now.
Yeah, having a porta-john out front of the Palace of Versailles is probably not the look they're after. So I'm glad they have that taken care of. Tracy Borman, our guest on the program, Joint Chief Curator of the Historical Palaces. Check out all of her books or TV series as Private Lives of the Monarchs on the Smithsonian Channel Monday, 8 Eastern Pacific. Tracy, great having you with us on the program. Thank you so much. We'll be watching the series.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. You're listening to This Week in America, back after these messages.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call low-cost airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. 800-298-0306. That's 800-298-0306.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS? Newsflash, the president has changed the tax laws, and now you may be able to pay the IRS less. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, the tax doctor can help you pay the IRS as little as possible allowed by law. There are new tax laws for business owners, the self-employed, even W-2 workers. If you have a back tax problem or a few years of unfilled returns, new help to save you money is now here. Call right now to see how the new tax laws can help you. Plus, right now we'll waive the consultation fee and give you a free tax savings report. Attention business owners, the self-employed, and W-2 workers. Make this free call to the tax doctor now and learn how to take advantage of the new tax laws that may help you pay the IRS less.
800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. 800-659-5731. That's 800-659-5731.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. 800-425-8166. That's 800-425-8166.
Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. This Week in America, coast to coast. Great to have you with us on the program today. We're in the midst of a national conversation about child sexual abuse, leaving some parents wondering how, even if, they can keep their children safe. Country singing star Mother Jana Kramer has teamed with Committee for Children to talk about the conversation every parent should have with their child. The Hot Chocolate Talk is designed to get families talking about child sexual abuse, what to say and do to protect their kids from abuse. Jana is a chart-topping singer. She's a actress as well, television, film, known for her roles on One Tree Hill, Friday Night Lights, Entourage, a Dancing with the Stars finalist, host of a popular award-winning podcast, her newest single, Beautiful Lies, just released, multiple award nominations, including Female Vocalist of the Year 2016, Top New Artist and Top Female Artist, which she won in 2013. She's working with CFC to educate parents about their role in child sexual abuse prevention, and she joins us on This Week in America. Jana, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Wow, I mean, what an introduction. I feel like I need to have you, like, just walking around 24-7. I mean, you're just...
You know, what's really impressive when you read that and know how busy you are, you jumped at this opportunity to work with CFC on the Hot Chocolate Talk. Talk about why this is so important to you, because it's not just, yeah, take my name and you can use that. You're actually very much involved in this.
Yeah, you know, I've obviously partnered with, you know, other companies before, but this has been by far the most rewarding and also the most authentic because, you know, I obviously have two kids. I have a 5-month-old baby boy, but I also have a 3.5-year-old little girl, and she's getting very vocal about things. And before I had partnered with them, she had asked me about a specific private body part, and I didn't know how to communicate with her. Honestly, I felt really uncomfortable, and, you know, I ended up making kind of a nickname for it. And you know, I remember talking to my husband that night saying, I don't think this was the appropriate thing to do. And it was like within a few weeks, I found out about Committee for Children and heard about the Hot Chocolate Talk. And I was just like, wow, this is amazing. And I want to partner with them because I needed to hear this and to learn about this about 2 weeks ago. And basically, the Hot Chocolate Talk is a website which basically... It includes a conversation guide that provides families with talking points for having conversations about sexual abuse, touching, private body parts. And the great thing, too, is it's tailored based on your child's age. So for my daughter, I read everything under 5 and under. But they have, you know, for ages 6 to 8, 9 to 10, tweens, teens. And I think this is so important because, you know, the conversation should be had. And, you know, we talk about safety all the time with our kids, about looking both ways before we cross the street. But it's like, why aren't we talking about something that is, you know, so serious and also a huge safety concern, you know, for our child?
The website is such a valuable resource, and it's hotchocolatetalk.org. All the information there to help you get through that. And I think so many people are like you. This is sort of an awkward. How do you go about even beginning? The Hot Chocolate Talk is really a game changer, isn't it? Because it leads us right into the process.
Yeah, it does. And honestly, it provides a safe and comforting environment, which is why I love that they, you know, they do the whole hot chocolate. It's like, you know, get to grab your hot chocolate because, you know, who doesn't love a good, you know, cup of hot chocolate?
Yes.
And just to talk to your kids and, you know, as they get older, learn ways how to talk to them differently and ways that way, you know, your kid can come home and be like, hey, this happened. And just have, like, the open conversation, because I think that's the best way to help to try to prevent this.
It used to be you would say to your kids, don't talk to strangers. And that's one thing that you emphasize, that's emphasized on the website. The stranger danger is really a myth, isn't it?
It is, yeah. I mean, 90% of cases, the child knows their abuser. And that's really a scary reality. And I think parents need to be more aware than ever that, you know, that their abusers, you know, also work to groom the parents, too. So I think it's something where, you know, the parents have to be super aware of the relationships that the children have. And you know, you want to be able to tell your kids what's right and wrong. You don't want someone else telling them because they might be misleading your children. And that's really scary. So I want, you know, my kids to be able to be like, no, that's actually not right or that's wrong.
You know, it's interesting because one of the aspects of this they talk about is to frame it as a safety talk. And they talk about the body parts as you and getting us through those as parents, those awkward conversations, getting us started in the conversation. Also emphasizing it's important to review. So if you have the talk once, don't feel like I've done my job as a parent, that there's really nothing more to do. That's just basically starting the process, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And continuing, like you said, the conversation, too. So it's like, you know, just because I'm talking to my 3.5-year-old now doesn't mean that I need to stop the conversation when she's 5. I need to continue it on, you know, until she's a teenager.
With us on This Week in America, Jana Kramer, the country singer. She's a mother as well, very involved in Hot Chocolate Talk campaign. The website hotchocolatetalk.org. You can link on directly by going to our website at thisweekinamerica.us. You mentioned something that's fascinating, and this is, in most cases, the child, as well as the parent, is familiar with the abuser. Talk about the grooming aspect. This is sort of a new term over the last few years, because really the victim, as well as the parents, are groomed. In many cases, they have positions of trust, not only in the family, but in the community as well.
Yeah, it's so crazy. I mean, so the Hot Chocolate website, they basically have information about that and informs parents about, you know, abuser tactics and what to watch for. So, like, giving your children special gifts or taking them on special outings. And maybe even more important, you know, there's really, you know, there's one type of offender. So it could be anyone, like you said, like a friend, a coach, a teacher, a family member. And, you know, if you feel uncomfortable with something that involves your kid, you should always speak up about that. But you should also give them information. And, you know, like we said, there's the Hot Chocolate Talk, you know, has so much research on all of that and what to look out for. And, you know, we may trust the people, but I think we just need to be aware and, you know, everyone just needs to be talking about the conversation.
Well, it tells us what to watch for in our children as well. They may not verbalize it, but there are changes from a behavioral standpoint, physical signs to look for as well.
Yeah, and again, I mean, those are all on the hotchocolatetalk.com to be able to identify those symptoms, to identify, you know, what's going on. But I think that's why it's so important to talk about the conversation so often, because I think if you talk about it more times, the child's going to be able to feel more comfortable coming to the parent and being like, hey, this is what's going on, and to have the conversation around it.
At the website, it actually will walk us all the way through the process. We've talked to our child. We've reinforced that talking to the child. It tells us what to do, and this has to be really a difficult situation when your child comes to you and says something is wrong. Parents going through so many emotions, it really helps us sort through those emotions, act like we're, you know, we're trusting the child, and tells us what to do with that information, because once we're confronted with it, again, as a parent, sort of emotions take over, don't they?
They do, yeah, and it's like, I'm sure if my child came to me and said something about someone that we know is doing something, I mean, I'm going to want to scream and run and I don't know.
exactly.
But I mean, I have to, you know, you have to, again, there's tips on how to, because you want your child to keep coming and talking to you, so it's like you just have to, I mean, well, it's going to be tough, but again, there are tips on the website on how to stay calm with knowing the next steps to take, and in a healthy, mature, and way where, you know, everyone, your child still feels safe to come back.
HotChocolateTalk.org, HotChocolateTalk.org is where you'll get all the information that that Jana is talking about that will really help getting through the conversations, break the ice, get the conversation going. What kind of response are you getting back? I mean, this has been such a marvelous campaign for a number of years and really something the parents need and value.
I've posted the PSA on my page, and the fans just, and my followers love it, because again, it's just bringing awareness. You know, some were victims of child sexual abuse, and some were going through it with their children, and, you know, they're like, man, I needed this. I wish I had that then. So it's just great to spread awareness, because there's no better time to start talking to your child than now.
Just got about 30 seconds or so left. Let's talk about what you're doing. I mentioned you've got the podcast, you've got the new single. This really, besides reaching out and helping families, this is professionally, this is like a great time of your career, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, everything's great. I mean, I'm doing everything I love. You know, I've got my beautiful family, and I'm just trying to be thankful for it all, but, you know, that's why I'm just so happy that I've had the platform now that I'm able to, you know, do things and bring awareness to amazing, you know, organizations like this, because that's why I wanted to have the platform that I have now, is to be able to bring awareness.
Well, it's interesting, because when you talk, people are listening, and in this case, they're listening and getting some valuable information. So grab a cup of hot chocolate, download the conversation guide at hotchocolatetalk.org, and start the talk every parent needs to have. Jana, thank you so much for being with us on the program. Best of luck with everything, and congratulations on this successful campaign you're involved in. Thank you for being with us.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
You're listening to This Week in America online, thisweekinamerica.us.
Make sure you like This Week in America on Facebook, and also you can follow This Week in America on Twitter at TWIA Radio.
You've been listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton, and join us next time for another broadcast of This Week in America.